Oh.
Wow.
That's okay. Damn's fine to say. And Matt Dill.
How's it going?
Good. So welcome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of you have been on the show before.
I have not.
Hammy, nope. You haven't?
I sat in the live studio audience.
Yeah, you were at live studio audience. But other than that, you're all first-timers on the show. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
What was that first song? That was cool.
Hey, nice. Galway Girl? That's from Ed Sheeran's new album.
Oh,
it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That's nice.
It's a good one, yeah.
Had us moving in our seats.
Yeah, you guys were dancing.
Yeah.
I wish we would have been live streaming online. Everyone could see
our terrible dance.
But yeah, so happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Is anyone Irish?
Maybe a little bit.
Right, close.
No, I don't think so.
I found out 2 months, on my mom's side, they're doing the family tree, they're going through the family history, and over Christmas I found out that I'm like 2% Irish, so I was like, oh,
alright,
yeah.
Now you're allowed to celebrate.
I can say I'm Irish, yeah. So I've never been, before I used to be so against, like, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, everyone's gotta wear green, I was like, nah, that's stupid.
You can get a Kiss Me I'm Irish shirt now.
Yeah, right, yeah. So now I'm Irish, yeah. So yeah. Hey, 2% something.
Yeah, I mean,
better than not at all. But yeah, so this is the first show we're doing. What, it's been like 3 weeks I think, so, since we've been on the air. So, because I was at a conference, and when I'm away, Spell doesn't know how to use the board, so we don't do a show. Right, you think he'd want to learn, but he just doesn't want to know. So, and then it was the Friday before spring break, so everyone was gone, and then spring break, and now we're here. So yeah, crazy. So now we're into March already.
Yeah.
Wow.
The year is fourth of the way over.
Wow. Semester's almost over.
The semester's almost over, yeah. We've got like 5 or 6 weeks left.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
God.
Where's time going?
Down the drain.
Apparently, yeah. But March Madness is going on. I know Matt, both the Matts are pretty hyped about March Madness. Oh, how's everyone's brackets doing?
I'm perfect today.
You're perfect today?
I have not missed a game today. So thanks for letting me add that in.
You know, perfectly average.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you asked me to bring that up.
Yeah. I appreciate the oop. So I appreciate that.
I just I've never really paid attention too much to college basketball. So I was just told, hey, make a bracket. And I just kind of threw one together, and I was almost perfect last night. So
really?
Yeah, I missed one.
See, I'm not a big – I don't really follow basketball in general, or, you know, let alone college basketball. But I love watching March Madness games just because they're always so entertaining. They're so interesting, you know. So as a sports fan, I still – can someone let Spell in? He's fine to hear. And then Spell someone's going to have to share a mic so Spell can get one.
Okay.
A little snowy.
Hey guys, thanks for coming. Glad you're here.
You've already been
advised to bring you this weather report.
Yeah, what's going on outside?
There's snow.
There's a lot of snow. It started snowing around like 4, and it just. But it's like a wet snow. It's a very like heavy.
And of course, like University Boulevard isn't touched.
Huh?
University Boulevard is not touched.
Well. Oh well.
Figures.
But we were talking about March Madness.
I have a perfect bracket day.
Or how mad it makes me.
Emily doesn't use a microphone, so Matt and Hammy, you can share.
Nice.
Wow, they kicked you off of the mic you were using.
Yeah, apparently you're that important.
Well, he is technically my co-host.
I don't even speak this language.
He technically didn't.
But you like basketball.
Oh, yeah. No, I meant English.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously.
But, that's my second language.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, what are we talking about, March Madness? What's happening?
We just got into the topic, how it, you know, it's going. I don't really know much about basketball, nor do I follow college basketball, but, you know, I enjoy watching March Madness just because it's so
fascinating. Mad.
Right. The games are always so good and entertaining. So
we also brought up the point that I have a perfect bracket today. Yeah. Today, I missed some.
I only said you could say that once.
I don't remember that being in the.
I only said you could say it once.
I don't remember that being.
You're pushing your limit there, Mitt. Yeah. I can mute your mic, you know.
Yeah.
Is anyone's bracket just already just like completely wrong?
I missed 4.
Yeah, I missed 3.
I
missed 3.
I've only had them going one round, so I'm not upset about it.
What's happening right now?
Rhode Island's up 53-48 at Creighton.
Rhode Island?
Heck
yeah.
That's
when does RMU women play?
Tonight at 7:30.
Yeah, is that on TV? I don't think it is.
Yeah, ESPN2, I believe.
Oh.
I think so.
I might have to put that on.
Where are those games being played? Anyone know?
In Notre Dame. They're at Notre Dame.
It's at Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Emily knew that.
Also, men's hockey's playing in Rochester tonight.
That's true. They're winning 3-0 at end of the second.
Oh, nice. Wow. Aren't they playing the one seed?
They're in Rochester. They're playing Canisius, yeah.
And that's part of the March Madness as well. If they make it to the national championship, they will be appealing. Whoever gets there as well.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bobby Moe's up 3-0 over Canisius, end of the second. So I saw when I was a senior in high school, I went to I watched the game they played in Rochester and they were actually playing Canisius. My dad and I took the trip up to Rochester.
God bless you.
Huh? What?
Did you just sneeze?
No, I said Canisius.
God bless you.
But anyway. Canisius is only like not Canisius. Rochester.
Rochester.
It's only about like an hour and a half away from my house. Closer to an hour away from my house. So we took, we drove up and we watched the game. And it was cool. RMU won and it was a nice little time. And that was my senior year of high school. So it was right before, you know, I started. And so
I did that too. I went to the Three Rivers Classic like a little bit before, I don't even know. What was my senior year in high school? I went.
2015, right? Where you were? When you were?
2016. Yeah, I'm a freshman. Oh, that's so. But yeah, I don't know. They won. It was a good time. Apparently, there were quite a few brothers there that I, you know, obviously didn't know at the time. But
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was destiny.
Yeah. It was. There you go.
I mean, I didn't meet him there, but you know.
Well,
but I went this year and I saw Mr. Dance Patel and Sarah Smith there. So met them there. Ended up sitting front row.
There you go.
Stole the people's seats beside them.
How's how many teams make the tournament for the hockey? Anyone know?
8 or 16 or something like that. It's not a lot.
I think it is. It's not. Yeah, not nearly as much.
The women were only 8. There was only 8.
Yeah, I saw that.
Men's, I think there's like double the teams. I thought they did 16.
So it might be 16. Yeah, I don't know for sure.
I don't know if Army
it's a quick tournament. It's a quick turn. Yeah, they were. They made it to the Frozen Four.
When was it?
It was either our freshman year or our senior year of high school. They made the Frozen Four. So, and they've always been up there. They've always been competitive.
Yeah. Easily our best team.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Club baseball's pretty good.
Are they?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Back to March Madness basketball. And one thing a lot of people are talking about is Vandy.
That was the most the Vandy upsetting game.
The Vanderbilt. For those of you who don't know.
That was funny.
No, that was it funny. Upsetting.
It's
that was
funny when you have Northwestern. It's really funny. It's
I did have Northwestern.
I had Vandy upsetting Gonzaga. I had them going so far.
I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal today, and they were talking about how actually what the kid did fouling when they were up by one was actually a smart move to make. They said if you looked at it, looked at all the numbers and the time that was left and the strategy of it, it's actually more beneficial to foul in that move in that point in time when you're up. And I've said this just about like football too. I would rather need to score to win than keep a team from scoring to win. You know, so if he fouls there, they go up, they make both shots. You know, then they're down by
one,
right?
Yeah.
So then you get the ball back with there would have been what 15 seconds, 16, 17 seconds,
yeah. Like that, yeah.
So you could have walked down the court, taken your time, set something up. Granted. That kid made a horrible three-pointer shot, a deep three.
I was more upset by the three-pointer than I was the foul.
People worry about the foul. What's unfortunate about it was that they were going into the double bonus with the foul, and it wasn't just they were taking one shot and there was a chance that he'd miss and they could get the rebound. It was that they could get two free shots, which kind of sucked.
Yeah, people worry about the foul so much, but the dude tried to hit a pull-up contested three. Like, that's almost just as dumb. Like, you're down by one, you can drive there, you can get to the rim.
Well, 5 seconds left too. There's still plenty of time to drive.
Well, you gotta get to the rim.
What was worse than that was the Princeton game. Did you watch that at the end of that?
They did the same thing.
All they needed was three. They needed 2 points to win, and he just heaved up a crazy shot.
Yeah,
it was.
I think that's what's made me the most mad so far.
Because that would have been the upset. Yeah. All right, that would have been the.
I didn't have Princeton winning, but I just, you know, it'd be nice to see that happen.
Yeah, exactly. But.
But yeah, it was interesting to see that article. And the guy who wrote it was like, look, you know, everyone's trashing this poor kid, but if you think about it, whether he meant to do this or not, it really is, you know, in some aspects the right move to make in that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really think he thought about it at the time, though. When you looked at the video back, he looked
He definitely thought they were down.
He thought they were down.
Absolutely.
And I read an article saying that he did think they were down.
It wasn't that bad, though, because especially the way Northwestern was shooting free throws, they had missed, like, 10 free throws that game. Mm-hmm. It was...
But, I mean, that's also, it's that situation. It's, you know, like in football, if you go for it on fourth down, if you get the first down, then awesome. It worked perfectly. If you don't, you're an idiot. You should have punted. Mm-hmm. You know, darned if you do, darned if you don't type thing. You know, if had they pulled out the win, he would have been held a hero and a basketball genius, you know. But
people also get on him and, like, try to, like, you know, talk from, like, the couch. But it's like people don't realize, like, what kind of pressure you're in. You've never been in a fourth of the pressure that
Kid's
going to
have.
It's a huge stage.
Yeah.
Huge
stage. And people are like, oh, well, I wouldn't have done that. Well, you're probably not thinking straight. No. You literally can't feel yourself probably at that point. Like, you don't know what you're doing.
Right. So, I don't know. But I like watching all the games. It's, you know, it's something entertaining. You know, I don't think there's... Besides, what, one or two games have been a rout, or you know, the, you know,
one-sided,
but yeah, there have been a lot of one-sided games, and a couple upsets almost happened, and so.
I don't think there's, like, a tournament in sports that's more competitive.
No.
There's not.
No, I mean, the lacrosse championships, that tournament's pretty intense. I've gone the past 3 years, and I can always say that.
You mean the one that, like, nobody watches? Though?
Right. That's the thing. No one really
doesn't mean it's not competitive, Hammy.
Yeah, Hammy. But I mean, not. It doesn't get the hype that March Madness does. But the lacrosse tournaments are always exciting.
Sure, the chess tournaments are too.
March Madness is probably the second biggest sports spectacle in the world, probably behind the World Cup. I'd put World Cup 1. And then March Madness 2.
Well, Super. We got, I guess, the Super Bowl.
But Super, you get one game. Like, you.
True.
You
know, that's how. Really.
Yeah.
I wish that football would be, you know, best of 3 games, best of 5 games, rather than just one and done. But that'd be so hard. It's such a different
game. And a game that's, you know, kind of as physical as that, in a game that you really have to strategize well for an opponent.
You can't just go
trying to play, like, you know, 2 games.
Right.
Like,
you can't go every other game like hockey does. It just doesn't work that way.
You could say hockey's more physical than football at some points.
It is.
Right. Yeah. But with football, there's set plays. Every play is thought out, and it's a play. It's not like with hockey. Like, I know hockey, there's, you know, some plays you run or formations you get into, just like basketball, but a lot of it's on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Hockey's a lot of momentum. It's all about which way the puck's going for. I mean, it's not – football is all – it's all plays. It's all strategy. You can't – you come up with something new for each game, something that they haven't seen before. You got to try to do that 3 games in a row.
It's just not possible. It's there's not only the so many things you can do.
So, side note on the March Madness.
Are you going to bring up your bracket again?
I will not bring up my bracket. So
3 strikes and you're out.
So you know how you can watch it? You can stream all the games online on the thing. Well, on the website that you can stream it, in the top right corner, there's a button called the Boss Button, which when you hit it, it brings up a bunch of, like, PowerPoints and spreadsheets. So, like, they actually have they have it planned in.
Oh, I think I saw that.
They have it planned into the website. So, like, when your boss comes, it looks like you're actually doing work.
I saw the Pentagon released a statement that none of their employees are allowed to watch any March Madness while they're at work.
That's reassuring, though. I kind of know one of them watching. Yeah, I want them to do their job.
Yeah. That's not... I saw a picture today from, like, a bigger school, and, like, somebody was sitting at the top of, like, a lecture hall, and they just took a picture down at every laptop. It was crazy.
Well, that's what I know. I always have a game on my laptop if it's a class that I bring my laptop to.
Mm-hmm.
I've only got
the professors have to know.
I was watching the Michigan game during my BizCom class. It was great. It was a close game.
I've had my phone propped up on my backpack in, like, every class.
I saw a picture today. a kid taped his phone to the back of the kid in front of him. I was like, that's pretty creative.
It's teamwork.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good friend. And then we'll let you tape his back just to watch the sports. That's when you know you got a quality friend.
What do you do if that guy has to go to the bathroom?
You're gonna follow him. Please tell me you're just going number one.
I mean, I'll do it, but it'll be awkward.
Yeah. Just crouch on the back of the toilet.
But he'll have to walk out of the room funny because like, he doesn't want to turn his back to the teacher anyway. He'll
unless
like,
you pull it off real quick, but then it's just...
No, you like, walk behind
then
him,
then
you get
just
behind
blows
him.
Your, yeah.
Yeah, and then just ruins your ideas.
If you really wanted to do that, you could just, you know, stick a piece of Velcro like on the back of your phone, just slap her on there. And then,
All right, I'm going to tape this phone to your back. Problem is you can't go to the bathroom for the next 3 hours.
You need to stay where I am.
You're not allowed.
You need to be in front of me at all times. But, yeah, it's a fun time of the year. It's cool. You know, if you're a sports fan, you love it. There's always, Christmas. You know, a game.
If you're a gambler, you love it. Right, you either lose the house or save your family.
There's no in between.
Fun times, absolutely.
Did I see a St. Patrick's Day? Make America great again.
We can talk about that if you want.
Hey, let's do it.
Why so not? I saw an article this morning. Old Donnie Boy, Mr. President, made Green Make America Great Again hats.
Oh, yeah, I saw this the other day. It has the four
gold writing.
On the back.
Yeah, and it's got a four-leaf
like,
clover on the back.
It's not a shamrock.
And a lot of Irish people are outraged because...
Oh, no, it's...
Four leaves.
Four leaves,
right. And
that's our heritage you're ruining.
Well, because St. Patrick used the shamrock.
And wait, did you say the Irish? Clover. Did you say the Irish were
outraged?
Mad about this?
Yeah.
I mean, St. Patrick was Italian, so.
Well, right. But
he got rid of them snakes.
And I guess Trump is Scottish, which makes it even worse, because the Irish and the Scottish hate each other. So everyone's like, oh, this guy's an idiot. He put a four-leaf clover on and whatever. And the, you know, official symbol is the shamrock, because it only has three leaves. And I just thought it was ridiculous.
Oh, speaking of that. I was just going to go off the Trump thing. But I was talking to somebody that went down to Orlando, like Disney World.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to go see the Hall of Presidents. Apparently it was closed. And they wanted to know why they couldn't go. So the employee at Disney World or Disneyland, whatever the heck it is, one down in Florida.
World.
The one in Disney World down in Florida. So... The reason they had the Hall of Presidents closed is because they had assumed Hillary had won.
Oh, no.
And so they built Hillary statues, had her speech playing on the TVs.
Oh, no.
Had all this Hillary stuff up.
Really?
Like all this historical stuff about her being the first woman president. Yeah, so they had to tear it all down, so that's why it's closed.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah.
That's like a huge oversight. That's bad.
I mean,
they were real confident.
Disney World.
Really confident.
Get your stuff together.
They could just, you know, just printed out a picture of them and
slapped it on her face. They have the same body figure. There's no difference.
Slap a Make America Great Again hat on her. Good enough.
I'm trying to see if I can find how much the hat is. Because I get emails from Trump's shop.
What do you feel about it? Are you outraged, Dogie? I know you're Irish.
My 2% of me is
just furious.
Yeah, so mad.
I can sense it, yeah.
I can't find...
It's probably like $20. I know that's how much they were before, around $20. Speaking of $20, I went down to the bookstore the other day, and I bought a...
What, a pencil?
No.
$20.
I bought that hat right over there. You guys can't see it, but like... It's just a winter hat with like the big fuzzy ball.
For only $20, what a steal!
For $21.98 at the bookstore.
I've got a coupon code that I got. They sent to me. It's like my junior of high school. They sent me a coupon code for 25% off, and it still works to this day.
Really?
Yeah. And I use it on everything, and then you just
click. Oh, I hope they're not listening.
You
want to
hit me up with that?
Yeah. Cancel it.
Okay. Yeah, you just order it online, and then you just hit. Pick up in store and you get 25% off.
That's awesome. But like
Anyway. Hold on, we have
the inside scoop.
We have former.
I work there. So, you know the bookstore app that you can get?
Yeah.
There's a 25% discount code on that bookstore app that you can use. And technically, the cashiers are supposed to punch in the code on the bottom. But we don't at all. And we tell them to bring it back every time. So you can get 25% off every time you go to the store.
See, we're supposed to punch the code in, but we're never taught how to punch the code in, so we don't punch the code in.
That sounds very... passive aggressive there.
25% off every time you go. It's a great deal.
But yeah, going back to that though, like I went to Kmart today and I bought a similar hat, only instead it's like an American flag kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. 13 cents.
It was like $5.56. So like, I mean, really.
Listen, they just need to sell things.
The prices are awful in the bookstore.
They're terrible.
I can't stand it. Every time they send us that survey to do, That's one of the things. Biggest complaint is the prices are outrageous.
Yeah. And then And then for like, you know, we all know how expensive books are, but like for my night class I have to buy another book. And it's just
Matt, we can still hear you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to buy another book for my night class, and apparently it's like $5 cheaper to rent it whenever you can just buy a brand new one. Yeah. So
don't buy anything for the book.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
The hats are no longer for sale.
No! Well, you know what? I'm sure that some Irishman bought it without realizing it was a four-leaf clover, and he's looking to get rid of it.
Probably buy him because
he will not wear that unless it's a shamrock.
Check on eBay real quick. See how much they cost. You can get one on eBay.
Well, do we know if the shamrock shakes at McDonald's are made with shamrock or four-leaf clovers?
Because I feel like that could be an outrage.
That could be an outrage. That could trigger some people.
Somebody needs to find out. They can leak it.
I hate
shamrock shakes.
Never had one.
Never had one either. Awful. Yeah,
they hurt my stomach.
Just like imagine.
Are they like mint or?
Yeah, it's like a mint. Mm.
Well, then how is that a shamrock shake? It's just green.
It's green.
Yeah. Imagine just making a vanilla milkshake and then putting some toothpaste in it. That's essentially what it is. I was talking to Mike West about it one time. And he said
they were $50.
Holy crap.
They were $50. Gosh. Oh, man.
They're sold out.
Sold out.
Too much.
Wow. That's, yeah. Make America poor again.
His stuff, I voted for the guy, but they keep sending me emails to buy all this commemorative crap, and it's just so annoying. Come on. Stop it. I'm not going to buy an inauguration plate. I'm not going to buy a
remorse hat. Question mark?
No. Not yet.
All right. Not yet. Oogie's sticking with them.
I don't know. We'll see. Some of the stuff that's coming out now, I'm not a huge fan of. Like his new Choice Act. It's a proposal to get rid of Dodd-Frank and put this in place. It's not very good. But we don't have to get into that because I'm sure none of you just knew what I said.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Choice Act, is that where you get the choice to be alive or not?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't know then.
You get to choose Coke or Pepsi?
No.
Oh. I wish we could have that. Then I have freaking Coke here at Army. Oh,
I wish. That's what I'm gonna complain about in that survey.
Juicy in the calf, they put in one of those. It was kind of like
electronic machines.
Yeah, all the different flavors.
Mm-hmm. Raspberry Pepsi. It's lit. It's pretty good.
Okay, here's one of the hats on eBay. $420. There's 42 bids.
420.
Well, they have it wrapped in plastic, so you know it's still fresh.
Here's one. One going for $700, $1,500, $9,000.
Is there a dog in that picture?
$1,000. It's a horse mask.
Only
138 were produced.
138.
Yeah, 377, 400, 255. Wow. Huh. Crazy.
Oh, man, I don't get people. Who's about to spend $1,500 on a hat?
I bought a cheap knockoff of the Make America Great Again hats for $20 when I went to his rally in Moon, and I'm good with that.
That's how you do it. I bought a cheap knockoff Justin Bieber shirt from some dude on the side of the road when I was in traffic in Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Yeah, saved myself like $60.
Hey, there you go.
And smart.
Yeah.
If you're spending $1,500 on a hat, Can I just have your money? Because you're using it wrong.
Yeah, right. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to use money.
Exactly. You either have way too much or you just use it wrong.
What type of features does the hat need for you to want to spend $1,500 on it?
A four-leaf clover.
Crazy. All right, well, why don't we take a break? We'll come back.
Hey, I have a request. Yeah. I have a request for music.
Okay.
Can we listen to That's... what is it? No.
That's a Raven.
That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
I had a song potted up.
By Train.
Well, that sucks. Make it That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. I've had it stuck in my head for a while now.
I like Train. We can play
it. I'll play it at the end of the show.
That's fine.
Okay.
I just want to hear it.
I'm going to play this one.
We could put on like the whole Bruno Mars album. It's so good. He's like the new Michael Jackson. He's so funky.
Right. What?
Right, I'm going to turn the mics down now. So we'll be right back after this.
Song, the one that makes me go all night long, the one that makes me think of you. That's all you gotta do. Hey, Mr. DJ, when you gonna spin it? My baby's favorite record, she been waiting for me. She invited all the friends, and I'm buying all the rounds, and they're all dolled up. DJ, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song? When you gonna earn that pay? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She said, play that song. Can you get me off the hook? Get them fingers picking now. I'll throw some money in your cup. Mister, please don't let me down. When you gonna play that song now? Why you gotta hesitate? When you gonna play that song and make my day? She says, play that song.
We're back. Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show. I forgot what it was called for a second.
But I remember. Night Oogie.
It's a complicated
that's
true. One.
I know. That's kind of why it's funny. So, Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome back to the show. Hammy, you said you wanted to say something.
I mean,
you had dire news. Then,
I was going to tell you guys, and then, you know, it just kind of was time to be on the radio again. So I'm just going to say it, and then you guys can listen to it, too.
Okay.
No, but I was just going to talk about, I have, like, a night class right across from where, oh, gosh, what's happening over there?
The dude went to slam, like, dunk it, and then, like, last minute realized he wasn't going to be able to dunk it, and then, like, tried to go up with a layup and just smashed it off the backboard and missed, like, a wide open layup.
That's Matt Dill, our sports analysis expert. Right.
But yeah, so anyway, so I have a night class that's like right across like the hall from where like the Army radio is. And I knew Obi had a show. Yeah, like it's like right by the offices.
Oh, no. Okay.
But anyway, so I knew Obi had a show. I didn't know when it was on. Mm-hmm. And so I came out of class. thought I saw Obi. It was a guy who looked a lot like Obi.
You were told.
And so, so I walk in and I don't know, like, I still have no idea who this person is. Like, he waves at me from down the hallway. It's a little dark in the room.
So wait, he waved at you?
Yeah, I was walking. He's like, looked up, was like, I'm just, for you guys on the radio, I know that makes a lot of sense what I just did, but, you know, you can't see it.
He gave that heads up nod. Like,
gave that heads up nod with a little, like two finger bent hand kind of wave thing.
Saw, dude.
I was like, I thought it was Obi. So the door was open. I walk in, look at the guy. It's not Obi. And No, I didn't sit down, but, like, I looked at him mid-sentence, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And then he just looked up at me, like, with this really confused face, like, who the heck are you? And I was like, okay, bye. And just walked out and walked out.
Just wanted to be nice. Yeah.
Why did he wave at you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he was being nice. I mean, it's like a, you know, if there's, like, one person in the hallway, you look up.
I had to stare at him.
You don't
stare.
If you're, like, a nice person, you probably, like, look up and acknowledge them. I mean, like, I think he was just giving me acknowledgement, like, hey, you're a person.
This is America. We're not nice to strangers.
Alrighty, then. Now on that topic, I think we're going to talk about wearing red, white, and blue at a basketball game and how people are supposed to apologize for that for being patriotic.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, good job. Segue. Thanks,
this
Bill.
This is ridiculous. I read this the other day. It was at a high school in Iowa. They have to apologize to a neighboring school for wearing red, white, and blue to a recent basketball game. So there's a video. We can play it, see if it's... Oh, wait.
Wearing red, white, and blue. Teenagers called offensive for wearing red, white, and blue. Students at Valley High School in Iowa decked out in patriotic colors for a basketball team. Or a basketball game. The problem? The opposing team from Des Moines North High School has players from refugee families.
Normal person, any educated person can look at that and think, what the hell are these kids thinking?
Well, the student government at Valley High hand-delivered an apology letter to the other school. The students say that they didn't mean to offend and that it wasn't the first time that they've used a patriotic theme.
Every student section from every school across this country has all red, white, and blue tonight. Everyone!
This makes me embarrassed to be an American. For those of you who aren't here, I'm going to extremely triggered. For those of you who don't know who I am, or you know, can't see me right now.
Congratulations.
I have an American flag tattoo on my arm.
And on his forehead.
Yeah, I have an RMU shirt with, like, a sort of American flag on it, you know, like, our, like, colonial flag. But, like, seriously, I just don't understand. Like, you come to America, why should you be offended by America?
Yeah.
Like, if you're offended by the flag, why are you here?
How could that offend you? I don't get it.
Because people...
These people are rubbing in our face that they're from the country that we're in now.
But the main argument was, well, some of the students from the other school are
refugees.
Their parents are refugees.
What does that have to... They're in America.
Yeah, I don't...
What does that have to do
with I think it would be more offensive if they wore, the colors of where the Syria. Refugees were from.
More than likely
Syria. I'd be like, hey, look where you can't be right now.
Yeah.
So the student leaders at the school sent a letter to the other high school, and it said, it is brought to our attention that the decision by the Valley High School student section to wear USA apparel at our game last night was offensive to members of your community and fan base. We are deeply sorry if we have offended anyone in any way. We have traditionally dressed in such a fashion for great games such as the one last night. Everyone here at Valley has immersed respect not only for your team and players, but for your community as a whole. Please know that our intent was in no way to offend or demean, just to support our own team in a way we have done before.
I'm going to say that was a really good response to that.
It was almost kind of backhanded in a way. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Sorry yeah, we offended yeah. you for wearing...
That's almost...
I want to hear like what that the other school's response to that is.
Yeah. Listen, we're not allowed to wear red, white, and blue at any girls' basketball games anymore because we've got a lot of international players and we don't want to insult them or anything.
What, is that legitimate or are you trying to be funny?
That's trying to be funny. Oh. Even though it would be our
go back color, to watching basketball.
I will do that.
Just chime in every once in a while basketball update. That's what you're here for. All
right, Rhode Island 75.
Tell us how your bracket's doing.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. And Rhode Island's going to win, and I'm going to still be perfect. So,
I had Creighton winning. I don't know Creighton.
Your bracket's not perfect.
I literally told everybody before I don't watch college basketball. I literally went off the numbers and was like, I might as well put an upset in there at some point, and I don't even know if that's an upset or not.
There's no reason to ever like try to put thought into it because you're going to be wrong.
I just guessed it.
You're going to be wrong. Just go with what you feel.
Except for me today, in which I'm not wrong.
You wrote down the numbers.
That's the fourth time, Matt.
All right, that's fourth strike. He's out.
So proud.
Spell, you get your own mic now.
Oh, wow.
You can go steal his.
All right.
He has his own mic.
I get two mics.
Oh, you guys are a really cute selfie you just took.
I'm trying to get the angle right. Shut up.
Trying to get his lighting right.
Yeah.
He had the cute little Ogie smile, too.
Aww. I'm cute. Like, what can I say?
I can't get this girl in the hall. Wave to her. Maybe she'll come in.
Hey, how are you?
If she comes in, all right. Just stare at her like, I don't know who the heck she is and why she's here.
Just be like, bye, and just leave.
She's walked by a couple times.
Really wish we were live streaming so you could all see Ogie's face right now.
It's my, like, double chin is too bad, and then my neck roll. I'm trying to get the angle right, okay? Leave me alone. God.
Go back to Buffalo.
Whatever. And then my breaking news. My headphones are messing with my hair. Just shut up. And whatever.
Breaking news, a baby black rhino calf was just born at the zoo, and it's hella cute.
That's Emily, our expert animal analysis.
I thought black rhinos were extinct now.
No, there's 450 left in the long run.
I thought they were white officially extinct. Oh, white rhinos.
Okay, want to know the difference?
No.
Oh.
Is one black, one white?
Okay, but there's more. Give me this.
So black rhinos have a little flappy lip top thing, so they eat leaves off of trees, and white rhinos have flat faces because they graze off the grass. Take this back.
What is happening?
Matt Doe, that was quite the racist comment.
It was not. There's a black rhino and a white rhino.
Trigger.
What do we got next? What was our next topic?
Are we done talking about...
Yeah, there's not much to talk about there.
We can all agree it was kind of stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about...
No.
Let's talk about this.
You
want
to talk about this one?
I like the auto-driving cars, though.
We'll get to that.
Matt, no need to hit me on the boob. Gosh.
What's the scoop on this one?
Okay. So the headline of this article is, the maker of drinkable sunscreen has been accused of dangerous consumer fraud.
I think the first problem here is
it's drinkable sunscreen.
That's your problem. I mean,
it just doesn't make sense.
How do you get funding? How do you get funding for this? Who's supporting him?
So the article said the makers of two brands. So there's two brands.
Two brands of
drinkable sunscreen failed to prove their product really protects against sunburn. Well, yeah, if you're drinking it, the sunscreen's on the inside.
Yeah, there's your first problem. Well, your organs aren't going to get UV rays.
That's true. Failed to prove their product really protects against sunburn and instead relied on seriously flawed testing that recklessly gave consumers hollow assurances that they were protected from known health hazards.
From the inside out.
Good God.
I think the consumer fraud was trying to convince people that drinkable sunscreen was a good idea.
Oh, wait, hold on. When ingested, they vibrate above the skin to neutralize UVA and UVB,
so wait,
creating,
so,
protection comparable to an SPF 30.
Wait, so wait, okay, so you don't spray it on yourself, you drink it?
You drink it and it's supposed to go up into your skin.
So whenever I said from the inside out, that's actually how it works.
Pretty much, I guess.
That's so stupid. They claim.
You drink it and then it'll just seep out of your pores It'll block you.
Just, so it's basically like, here, drink this, sweat it out.
Does it taste good?
Does it come in different flavors?
Yeah, what's the flavors?
This is the important things. This, not these. This is the important things.
This is incredible.
Oh my God. I think it is important to note that we have been selling this remarkable product for about 5 years. We've had thousands of reorders. Surely people understand that as a successful skincare company, it would make no sense that we would sell people a fake sun protection water. And if we did, how long does one think those sales would last?
Well, there's a lot of dumb people in the world, so...
It would be ridiculous to think we could convince people to keep buying it if it doesn't actually work.
All right, I'm just...
Clearly you have!
I'm more baffled by it being out there for 5 years. I've never even heard of it.
There's dumb things that have been on the market. Like, there's a thing where it's like, here, put this on your tongue. It's like a cat tongue. But, like, you put your tongue inside something that's almost like a cat tongue, and then you lick your cat with it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, people want anything.
That's...
fun. Well, hold on. It's not like... All right. This is not something they have to go in depth and like really study it. It's either you drink it and you just go out in the sun and you get burned or you don't. Like, I don't understand how there could be.
Well, the creator of this guy's been in trouble before. He surrendered his Colorado medical license in 2001 after two patients complained to the Colorado Medical Board about his laser hair removal services. One patient complained of suffering burns to his cheek and chin areas. And he was previously reprimanded by the board in 1999 for selling Viagra online without any type of... Really? That makes you laugh? I'm muted my mic. For selling Viagra online without any type of physical exam, according to medical board docs. So this dude's been in trouble before with medical boards. So he should not have had a product made.
Wow. It baffles me that people would buy it. That they would buy drinkable sunscreen. People buy
stupid things. That's like, I wonder how much of our economy is just stupid, impractical things. Look at the selfie stick.
Yeah.
Look at the selfie stick. Look how much that took off. It's literally a stick.
Matt Dill has a hot take on it.
All right. Go ahead.
The selfie stick, like, works. People like the selfie stick. I don't find that stupid.
Mute him.
Also, all right, like, well, the thing with the cat tongue thing, the cat brush.
That's disgusting.
That's like, people buy it because it's funny, I think. Like, for the most
people
part.
People buy it because they're weird cat people, I feel like. Those are the kind of people that...
I think that's like, one portion of the consumers who are getting it. I feel like a lot of people buying it is, like, a gag gift, hopefully.
Another cat... I don't know why I know so many cat-related weird products, but another thing is it's like a charm that you stick on your cat's tail. And it covers their butthole.
Yeah.
So it's like cat jewelry, but it covers their butt.
Do you want to look at cat anus all day, Tammy? Do you?
I don't know if you can say that word on the radio.
That's a scientific term.
Okay.
Right. It's completely okay.
Yes. Okay, so yes, there's stupid products out there. But nothing as stupid as
drinkable
sunscreen. Sunscreen's supposed to go on the outside.
So does it taste like water? Think,
okay, so I'm going to... drink this, it's going to go on my inside, but it's supposed to protect my outside. Like,
stupid people buy stupid products.
Common sense should tell you that's not supposed to work.
Stupid people
buy stupid products. It's like having a rash on your arm, so you, like, drink the ointment.
I
don't know, it doesn't really.
About that. Like,
do you drink a whole bottle, or
yeah,
do you just
like,
drink...
Are they, like, little...
What's the serving size?
Shots except their sunscreen?
What's the serving size?
Is it, like, a big bottle, and you take a serving size?
I don't know. Let's see.
Curious.
Are you going to the website?
Is it thick? Is it thick like sunscreen? Is it like drinking mayonnaise?
It's like milk. Really
thick milk. Drinkable cologne. What?
Oh, God. Yet again, that's not how it...
Drinkable like musk. Like, musk is like pee from a deer, pretty much. It's a gland down there, and it, like, secretes this, and apparently that's what musk is. If people don't know what it is, like a muskrat, yeah, it like just secretes this fluid that just smells bad.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
You said drinkable cologne. I was like drinkable musk. That's terrible. That's disgusting.
Does it say what it tastes like or the thickness of it? Give us the product details.
Give us the exact viscosity.
Here's the product details. I found it on this website where you could buy it. You can buy it. Let's see. Osmosis Pure Medical Skincare. Harmonized H2O. UV Neutralizer Tan Enhance. Oh, this is tan.
Let me stop you right there. Yeah. Skincare. Drinkable skincare. It's like eating your shampoo.
Right.
Wow. All right.
So you can buy a 3.38 fluid ounce bottle for $30. So here's the product details. Osmosis Pure Medical Skincare Harmonized H2O UVE Neutralizer Tan Enhancing, formerly UV Protection, boosts your body's defense against aging UV rays and sun damage. This orally administered treatment features scalar waves when ingested. This technology vibrates above the skin to neutralize UVA and UVB rays, comparable to SPF 30 broad spectrum protection. This formulation enhances the sun's tanning effects. How to use. Take 2 milliliters every 4 hours while in the sun, preferably with 2 or more ounces of water.
That's pretty potent.
Wait 1 hour before exposure to the sun. Monitor sun exposure carefully. Take second dose if still in sun 3 hours after first dose. For extended intense exercise outdoors or if taking sun-sensitizing medications, use alternate protection after 34 minutes. So put real sunscreen on. May not work if taking any sun-sensitive medication.
Good God. That sounds pretty potent, honestly. Like 2 milliliters for like 4 hours worth of.
It doesn't work, Harry.
It's vegan though. It's vegan.
It's vegan. Oh,
it's
God.
Vegan.
Is it gluten free? God.
Do they have a gluten free option?
That's how they're getting people to buy it.
Absolutely. They're selling it to the vegans. The dumb vegans. Good God. That's right. Just sunscreen, stupid as it is, but
all
to
the
drink
vegans
it,
out there are
just
triggered now.
Good God.
While we have a break in the action, Rhode Island beat Creighton 84-72.
Oh, darn.
Oh, there goes your bracket.
Darn.
Sorry,
quick quiz.
I've missed like 2 or 3 so far of the entire thing. I missed one yesterday. I just didn't call Middle Tennessee or whatever it is.
Call that game. Does anybody know the NBA player who went to Rhode Island? He went to Rhode Island. He played with Kobe, and he's a big fan of the Kardashians.
I have a friend that goes
Lamar Odom?
Yep.
Wow. I have a friend that goes to Richmond.
That's not Rhode Island.
Richmond?
Oh.
Richmond's in Virginia.
You said Rhode Island. I was thinking Richmond. Don't listen to me.
Yeah. Richmond.
Whatever.
What do you got on the screen there, Andrew?
Self-driving cars.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Apparently, Intel CEO said we'll see self-driving cars by 2024.
We already have.
Yeah, but like we already have that.
Yeah, but like,
is he saying on a mass
the market?
Scale?
Like, yeah,
we already have
this,
one.
This thing's
it's
gonna
Tesla.
Explode and boom.
Tesla already has a car that's an autopilot thing. It's actually pretty cool. It has like different modes and stuff that keep it like keeps you with like traffic too. Like it doesn't. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
That's what. So my dad, one of my dad's clients. It works for a big engineering manufacturing firm that's working on self-driving technology. And he said the biggest problem with them is that they follow the rules of the road too closely. They think like a machine. They don't think like a human. Mm-hmm. So if the speed limit is 65, it's going to go 65. If a yellow light's
coming. No matter what.
Right. If a yellow light's coming, it's going to stop. If you're at a red light and you're turning right, it's not going to turn. So that's what the big problem is. It doesn't think like a human thinks. So that's where the issues come
from. So it doesn't know how to do sweet donuts.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and then there's a part of that, too, where it's like, yeah, I feel like that would be a good idea for some people, like the ones who can't drive. But, like, I don't know. It takes away, like, control of the car, obviously. But, like, honestly, I feel like that's a big part of driving, like. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that do not like to drive or are scared to drive. And so, I mean, that'd be a good alternative for them. I think it's funny, though, that I think like when I think who was it who was like really doing like the first real big testing of it that they had a car out there? Was it Apple that had
Google.
And it got and it Google. Spent like an insane amount of time without like any accident or anything like that.
And like the as soon as even its fault.
Yeah,
too.
As soon as it wasn't an accident, people were like going crazy. Like that's why we shouldn't have self-driving cars. But like, you think about it.
Well, the whole self-driving car thing too. The whole thing's based in Pittsburgh. Ford has some big thing too. Ford signed a big like big deal. I don't know how much money it was.
Uber's doing it. I think Lyft's also.
Maybe I don't know.
Definitely Uber. I see Uber cars with those things on the hood on the tops. That are monitoring.
RMU won by the way, 6-2.
Wow, great,
nice,
sweet. So we play tomorrow night.
That's nice. Awesome.
Who we play tomorrow night? Or do we not know yet?
We play Canisius again.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Is it the game is Air Force RMU? Army.
Or is it up there again?
Huh? No, it's in Rochester.
Is it going to be like
I might go, actually. My dad's texting me.
What?
So, sorry, but back to...
Ogie, you're leaving me this weekend?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, Ogie, I thought we were going to hang out.
Well, sorry.
Okay, so you have my song queued up over there.
I do.
Makes me happy.
So, do you guys like the idea of self-driving cars, or do you think... Would you rather just stay with
driving? I'm not against them, but I'd rather drive.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much you could get done, though. Like, if you're sitting in traffic and your car drives itself, like, you could...
No, you do your homework on the way to school. Sure. Exactly.
But for people who enjoy driving, I don't think they'll ever buy one, so... Or people who want to be more efficient.
I would want one if I lived in the city.
Yeah. But it's probably going to be like Tesla. It's probably going to be you have the option. Like, you have the autopilot mode. Like, I'm sure they're not going to completely take driving out of your hands.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I was talking to my grandparents. I don't know. I was talking to someone about it, and they were outraged and scared over.
Well, I mean, old people themselves are just scared of change. Yeah. At least some of them are. So,
but I think it'd be cool.
A cool concept, but like
you have cruise control, so in a sense, your car is driving itself already.
Yeah, but then think about cruise control. I know a lot of people get scared whenever they put on cruise control when they're in like tight traffic because they don't feel like they have.
Why would you use cruise control in tight traffic?
traffic, but like if you're going, I don't know.
If the highway is congested, do not use cruise control.
I know the rule with the current Tesla is you're still supposed to have a hand on the steering wheel to take over at any point. Like, so even though
that takes away the convenience of
it. Exactly, but that's their like. You know, the little, like, warning. Like, oh, you have to have your...
That's what they're required to say.
Yeah, because somebody... actually, it killed someone, I believe, a while back. Tesla's car, like...
Yeah.
I forget what happened. Because, somebody swerved in front. Because it wasn't quick enough. Somebody, like, swerved in front of them, like, passing them on the road and wasn't fast enough to slow down.
Well, I guess the guy got hit. I feel like that... I feel like the computer's reaction time would be a lot faster than ours.
You would think.
But I think he, like, swerved them. Like, I guess the sensor didn't pick it up or something like that because, like, the guy turned into him. So, like, I guess if a guy's, like, turning into you, you would think to, like, pull over a little bit more so he doesn't hit you. But I guess the car wouldn't think.
Or maybe there was a barrier on the other side, too.
Something like that. But anyways, the guy ended up dying, and there was a big lawsuit. But they said that's part of the thing is, like, you're supposed to have a – he was watching a video or something on his phone. He didn't have a hand on the steering wheel. So then you can't get him in trouble.
I would not be comfortable using that technology until it's been
look it up online real quick.
Absolutely. Been like 5 or 10 years of it being on the market and
look
been
up top
successful.
Gear segment on the Tesla's autopilot thing.
Well, I mean, we're running out of time.
All right, but I don't know. It's just pretty cool.
Do it.
All right.
Top Gear Tesla self-driving car.
Top Gear.
Obviously, the American one, not the British one. The British one's good.
You see the videos of dogs driving cars? Let's talk about that.
Yes, I have seen that actually.
How long till we get dogs driving cars?
I don't know.
How long till I have a dog can pick me up for my Uber?
I don't know.
Think about that.
What do you... It was a Tesla?
Yeah. Look up American Top Gear Tesla autopilot or something. It has to be American Top Gear because there's two of them.
Not the British Top Gear. Okay.
Right, I heard him.
Well, the British Top Gear sucks now.
God.
Got rid of the guys, but they started up their own new show, so yeah.
All right, think about this. Top Gear, but without the cars. Everything else is the same.
Me too, guys. Yeah. I don't know. I can't find it. All right. We're running out of time anyway. So, all right. Anyone have any final notes? All right, final thoughts.
I hope the roadways are plowed.
Thank you.
I still have a perfect bracket today.
Emily, anything you want to say?
No.
Matt, any final thoughts?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It was fun.
It's fun.
I enjoyed
it.
All right, you're done now. So, everyone. Oh, Spell, you want to say something?
Thanks for having Matt.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Hopefully, we'll be on the radio tomorrow or next week. I don't know why we wouldn't be. We'll see. Your mic's off, so. Anyway, thank you for listening. We got to get out of here. We're out of time. You listen to Army Radio, your campus, your voice. Have a good weekend. Be safe tonight, and go Bills.
Got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone.